Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, good afternoon, doctor. Well, I've got some neuropathy in both of my hands, and they're getting very numb. Sometimes I have something in my hand, and I can't feel it, and it'll fall out of my hand. And then I've got some really serious balance issues.
How long has this been going on? Have you seen a doctor, and what's the doctor say?
Yeah. Well, I talked to the doctor about it, and I keep telling him, what can you do about neuropathy? And he just floats right by it. Doesn't say anything.
Huh.
I mentioned it to him several times. It's just like there's no cure for it, so don't ask me. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, it's a little different, all right.
Yeah.
You go ahead. I was going to ask if you happen to have any type 2 diabetes in your family or have pre-diabetes yourself.
Yes, I do. I've got diabetes right now.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, neuropathy happens a lot with type 2 diabetes, I'm sorry to say.
Metformin for it, so.
Yeah, and that's not causing you neuropathy as far as anybody knows. I'm glad you mentioned that, but it just really isn't. Okay, well, let's see. Now, sometimes neuropathy responds. Oh, yes, I forgot to ask you. You're how old this year, sir?
I'm 73.
Okay. Sometimes, particularly when we're over 60, neuropathy will respond to a combination of vitamin B1 and vitamin B12 by injection. Not kidding, sir, by injection.
Okay. And the reason for B1 and B12.
Yeah, B1 and B12. And the reason for that is after 60, our stomach function starts to decline. And when that starts to decline, I'm sorry, the B12 just doesn't want to absorb unless we take it by a shot. And then it's, of course, all the way absorbed. So this is actually pioneered by Dr. Frederick Klenner long ago, who told us that vitamin B1 and vitamin B12 put together would help some people with their neuropathy. So that's one thing I'd try. And by the way, there are other things that one can try too. But considering time of life, I'd try that first. And if that doesn't work, if you're working with docs skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, they are not going to evade this question for you, sir, because particularly with the type 2 diabetes there, there's things you can be told that can help.
Yeah. How much of the B1 and B12 per injection should there be?
It's 1 cc of each, and it's usually 1,000 micrograms of B12 and 100 milligrams of B1. There we are.
100 milligrams of B1?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's in 1 cc. It's 1 cc of each. It comes in cc's in little bottles. You are going to need a prescription from a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Now, the other thing that doc was probably going to tell you that you might want to try first is about alpha lipoic acid. And you go looking for some alpha lipoic acid, and after a few weeks, taking 100 to 200 milligrams of that will sometimes relieve neuropathy, particularly in diabetes.
Let's see. Oh, and then how often should you take the shot?
Oh, you take that one to start with every day, and then you taper it off. The doc can help you with that, sir.